You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this too well.
Thank you, Lord. There's somebody currently in the crowd that has a mild irritation around the private part. There's an irritation, and it's of concern. I decree by the word of the Lord right now that irritation dries up now. Amen. It is done. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Come on, put those hands together for Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may please be seated. Oh, thank you, Lord. Understanding the principles of value. Part two. Who is excited about this topic particularly? Amen. And we have some strong meat to chew this morning. Very strong meat. Very strong meat. Amen. So, we are looking at the three legs of prosperity. Stands on three legs. We started with honor. It doesn't matter how gifted you are. If you disregard men, your journey will still be slow. All right? Whether those above, please manage this mic well, those below, and your colleagues. Are you following me? All right. Meaning that rudeness is not a character trait that you find in people who are going to be great. You know, this a man's propensity to be rude, to talk to people anyhow. All right. If you feel you are in a platform that is high and you talk men down because of that high platform, you will never go beyond that platform. Are you following me? Let me say this to you. Rudeness looks like strength, but it is a lazy man's way of being strong. When you see people who are rude, it is because they have low self-esteem. So what a rude man does is this. A rude man talks you down, brings you to his own level in his mind, then is now strong enough to talk to you. What is the proof, the sign that we have encountered Christ? By this shall all men know that you are my disciple. When you have love one for another. Then you have love one for another. It doesn't matter the prophecies that have gone ahead of you. Alright? If you will not help yourself by being responsible enough to be of good character, even God will not be able to lift you. Are you following me? God needs a leverage to lift you because he's a just God. He's a just God. So these things don't answer to fasting and prayer alone. They answer to these principles. So we started talking about value. Even in the kingdom of God, we bless God for prophecies. Amen. Bless God. Someone say bless God for prophecies. Bless God for the words gone ahead of you. But if you will not invest in yourself, nobody will look for you. All right, there's a good saying that I love, that is your if your absence wasn't felt, then your presence was not needed. Are you following me? That you can be in a place, and the moment you are not around, everybody knows that there's something missing in the system. That they say no one is indispensable is not a true statement. All right? It is possible to walk yourself to the point where in your organization, they don't want to let you go. All right? Stop seeing sack letter as an attack from the enemy. Are you following what I'm saying? Stop seeing sack letter as an attack from the enemy. One of my boys, when his boss was going to sack him, hear what the boss said. The boss said, you know, I really don't know much about this job. And you are a professional, sir. So, but you'll have to leave us. So those who can follow my tune can work with me. And guess what? He left there excited. No problem. I think I'm too much for their standard. That's foolishness. All right? When your boss start calling you, sir, I look at you and say, you are our professional, sir. Well, bless God for your life. It means that professionalism will put hunger on your table. You are very not wise. Let me leave it like that. Let's put it in King James Version. Thou art very foolish. Amen. Value. So I showed you how that it is not just enough that a money has purchasing power. It is also important that it is spendable. If you tear that same currency in itself, it should be able to buy something. But it is not projecting something solid. Because you've turned it. Amen. So it is not just enough that you have something to offer. Tell your neighbor, having something to offer is not the end of the matter. But it is important you present it well. Are you following me? Yes. So things will begin to change when we no longer see fasting and prayer alone as the answer to everything. Are you following me? Uh-huh. And by the way, somebody was giving testimony the other time, and he said, God blessed somebody close to me. I had to step out of my office. Who is the person? Huh? These are the ways you share testimony, they break up with you. Sorry. You know, I'm a very real person. I will say it. Somebody very close to me. Amen, somebody. Kill. There's God. And he sits in the heavens. But last, God no go shame us. Amen. That's by the way. I needed to nip that in the bud. Ladies, bless God for me as a pastor. I will help the matter. I won't keep quiet. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Value. When you say something is of value, What you are saying in essence is, it is capable of solving a problem. So, the value of a thing is measured by the kind of problem it can solve. Nothing is more valuable than it is a solution. Are you following me? Yes. All right, even in ministry, I told you, it is not enough that you have something. You need to know how to dish it well. You must know how to dish it well. If there's anything I want you to do this morning, it is that I want you to stop giving any justification or giving any reason for mediocrity in your life. Stop it. All right? If you went to school and you studied accounting and you cannot manage a small firm, help to audit the account, and you are a prayer warrior, are you following what I'm saying now? All right, you have failed yourself and you have failed God. I told myself when I was in school, God is not a God of shame. All right, I will never represent this God by having to sit for any carryover. People ask me, the vice president of your department, president of the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship, pastor in a Redeemed Church in town, how are you doing what we're doing? All right, it pays to do the right things. Let me ask you a question. All right, on the day of your convocation, when they were calling the best student in your faculty, how did you feel? Some of you will sit down and say, "Nah, them. Why can't it be you?" That's the question I ask myself. If as a pastor, beyond the pulpit, you have no more usefulness, then something is wrong with you. Are you following what I'm saying? All right. Don't just know stuff. Be a problem solver. And let me say this to you. People hold you in high esteem to the degree that you are a solution to something in their lives. So, the value of a thing will only be seen when it connects. I want you to note that word. The value of a thing will only be seen when it what connects. All right. If you have $10 billion that you have no access to, all right, and you are hungry, the money is of no use because you don't have access to it. Don't just carry those things. Connect with people. Many of you are praying, but you are not strategic in your character. You are not strategic in your positioning. Are you following what I'm saying? So don't just know these things until you connect. What you have cannot be traded. And sometimes we allow the devil bully us. We keep saying things like, you know, I'm an introvert. All right, it's okay to be an introvert, but don't be introverted when it comes to connecting with what can take you higher. There are people who are not as sound as you, but are doing better because they understand the power of relationship. You know, I belong to a platform on WhatsApp where we're awarded 100 Nigerian youths by the Union of Ife, and I have commissioners and ministers, young ministers in the government, commissioners, entertainers, they are there. And guess what? When I was, my stay on that platform opened my eyes to see the reason why some people in church may just know the problem of this country and never solve it. All right? Because these guys, they have no true perspective. They are always sharing information about the things happening in government, and then always calling for discussion. It will amaze you. You know, when I remember we went for the dinner that night with the king. And before the dinner, we were in a place for meet and greet. The first person that came to say, "Hello, how are you doing, sir?" was the grandson of Shehu Shagari. And I noted that and I asked myself, if this guy from this great family with this great name will still understand the power of connection, then who am I? Some of you feel too big to connect with people. God cannot take you from point A to point B without the help of a man. He cannot. Are you following what I'm saying here? He cannot. All right, so while you are praying to God, connect with men. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me show you a scripture. All right, let me just break it down. Write down the scripture, 1 Samuel 16. Let's evaluate the event of 1 Samuel 16. God already spoke to Samuel. For how long will you mourn over Saul? Seeing I've rejected him as a king. Now fill your horn with oil. Go to the house of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. For I provided for myself a king amongst his sons. God said that. I provided for myself a king amongst his sons. When Samuel got to the house of Jesse, as many as were in the house doing nothing were not selected as a king. All right? But it took the man who was walking. All right? Idleness is of no essence. It will not take you anywhere. Even medically, you can die because of idleness. Are you following what I'm saying? But when God was going to provide himself a king, God provided for himself a walking king. Excuse me, sir. Don't prioritize destiny over decisions. Don't do that. You say, it is my destiny to be great. Who told you? It is your decisions that determines your destination. If you, in case you don't know, two sides were decided. Aha. All right. If you choose to do nothing, there's something about that. If you choose to do something, there's something about that. Destiny is always a product of conscious effort, decisions. All right. So there's no such thing as I will just sit down and I know in no distant time God is going to come through for me. I shared the story of a young man and a prophet. And most of you here, that you give yourself to prophets, give you prophecies, they dictate your life. You know what I'm saying? You are susceptible to nonsense. And one day, they may finish you up. A prophet walked to the house. A prophet talked to him as a student and said to him, you know what God said? You don't have to go and serve. All right? Because the person that will take you, your benefactor, they say it in Yoruba, Olore, is going to come with his legs from America and they will take you. Come and take you from where? When he shared, you know, my nature does not tolerate foolishness. All right, I don't know how to hide it. When he shared the vision with me, the first thing I said is, no wonder you are hungry. All right, because you've been waiting first year, second year, third year for a benefactor that will come and take you abroad. On what basis? With what? What will be the yardstick of him helping you? What can you solve? At least anybody that wants to help you must find something in your hand. True or not true? Yes. Even God does not just bless a man. He blesses the works of his hands. Are you following me? So there's no such thing as waiting and sitting in one spot and waiting for God to break through for you. You'll never succeed that way. All right? Every other person were resting either from previous battles that they fought, but David was in the field. Tell your neighbor, go to the field.
Go to the field.
Say it loud and clear.
Go to the field.
David was where? In the field. He was in the field. All right? Tending and caring for his father's sheep. He was there. God, when God was going to search for a king, he searched for people who were doing something of essence. You know, the way Nollywood has ruined people's childhood. Those guys have done a lot of damage. They will answer before God. And presented this issue of destiny. You know, I heard the story a while ago of two boys. I think Pastor He had the way shared the story of two boys who got tired and went to an herbalist. All right, a soothsayer, to tell them about their future. Tell us what our future holds, they said. And the man looked at one of them, read his palm, and said to him, from what I can see here, what is being said by the gods. You'll be a slave of slaves. There's no hope for you. You'll be a slave of slaves. So your own future doesn't look good. The other one, then brought his own palm, read the palm, and the man looked at him and said, from what I'm seeing here, you are the successor of this king, of Balola. You are going to be the next king. There's something about your destiny. Guess what? Obalola will wake up in the morning and wear his inherited agbada, all right, and will sit down at his doorstep and cross his leg. And anyone that passes in front of his house, they say, Ererasao, that is, well done, sir. He will say, Obankyo, the king hails thee. So, the one that was told will be a slave of slaves. Went far, all right, into the bush, the forest, and began to cultivate farm produce. Started planting different things, from yam to cassava to tomatoes, and said to himself, I will walk with my hands and I will see how I will be anyone's slave. All right, 10 years gone, the one who said to be Obalola has not become Oba yet because the king is not dead. All right, and eventually the king died. And just after the death of the king, there was a great famine and there was no food in the land. Someone brought the news. We have heard of someone far away in the jungle that has food, yam, cassava, everything we need. Let's bring him to us. Let's get food from him and make him our king. All right? And that's how the one that was said would be a servant became the king. And the awaiting king became a servant. All right? The preacher said in the book of Ecclesiastes, I've seen a great evil upon the land. Princes walking on their foot and servants on horses. If servants will prove themselves to be more valuable, they will be honored. All right, have you heard of most of these rich folks, like Bill Gates, saying such a thing as, when they die, they will will all their money to charity. All right, because the child who can't make his own, if he inherits one, he will waste it. It's a very powerful principle. All right, the child who can't make his own, if he inherits one, he will waste it. He will be a waster. 1 Samuel chapter number 17. A problem came. And the name of that problem was Goliath. A terrible problem. All right. Came and was making so much noise, saying to the people, give me a fighter. Let someone come confront me. If he can defeat me, my people will be your slaves. If I can defeat him, then your people will be my slave. All right. No one could solve the problem. Let me say this to you. Your value is directly proportional to the level of the problem you can solve. Your value is directly proportional to the level of problem you can solve. All right? David showed up. He showed up not because destiny said so, but because he has a track record. If all you have is word of prophecy without a track record, you will not be the one to fulfill it. The prophecies will come to pass, but not through you. Somebody says, Pastor, what about the scripture that says that the gift and the callings of God are without repentance? Yes, you should understand it. The calling without repentance. The gift without repentance. But on the called, he didn't say anything. Meaning that the called can watch somebody else fulfill the calling. Because the calling must surely come to pass. Are you following what I'm saying here? Value. David showed up. All right? And some people said, most of us have said before, when David, all right, threw the stone using his sling at Goliath, God carried the stone and sank it into the head of Goliath. Because God wanted Goliath dead. No, sir. Right? In the book of Judges, David came from the group of men that were described that they could put a strand of hair somewhere and then throw a stone and the stone would cut it. He was that good. He was not a joker. If you stand before Goliath without a track record, he will kill you. So he knew what he was doing when he aimed, when he ran towards Goliath. He was not a joker. Sometimes the way people waste their life doing nothing, it will amaze you. Because the same people are praying that things will suddenly change. Suddenly? Until God can make you suddenly do something. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? Let me say this to you. Every problem around you is an opportunity to be of value. Every problem. Because value gravitates towards people who are solutions to problems. People who can solve the problem. All right, we're reading about Joseph. When the king had a dream, all right, he grew from being a dreamer, all right, then began to interpret dreams. But he still went further. All right, he did not just stop at interpreting dreams. He was able to enter into correct administration, such that he could give the king the counsel of what they are to do. If we take this posture, if we do it like this, all right, we'll be able to escape this. Let's take on this savings man. All right, sometimes, hear me, and I'm not saying this to justify domestic violence, but sometimes all some girls have to offer, all right, is their big waist. That's all. Just bring it to the table. And then you see a guy who is wasting away also. That's the only thing that attracts him. That girl, she's loaded. What is his definition of being loaded? Figure eight. And you see, get what I'm saying now? And dear young ladies, if you know God has invested in your life, don't marry a man that will leave the investment and only touch your body. Some men are scoundrels. They are wasters. They have nothing else. They are thinking in that skull, apart from the fact that, that wedding night. All right? And what happens after the wedding night? The girl becomes a trash. They are successful hunters. They go for another hunting while you are just there in the house. They can't groom anything. And that's why before you walk to the altar to say, I do, check what the man has made out of you in the relationship. When you talk with him for 10 minutes, what does he leave you with? You know, I just can't wait to finally be with you. And we are together now. We were going somewhere. Okay, yes, I was going to minister yesterday evening. We got to a place around Old Bodija, and I saw a purple building. All right? They wrote for sale on the building. And I looked at the building. I said, these guys are very intelligent. They've quickly painted the building. All right? But when people who want to value it comes to value it, they will not value it based on the paint. They will check what is inside. Dear young lady, don't just paint. Be solid. Don't just paint. Be what? Be solid. There are many people, there are few people who are very solid. When we want to discuss about the progress of a business, an enterprise, an organization, what can you say? Daddy, we are about to son on him. You know, anything you say, sir, anything goes. And those kind of ladies like Thai rapper. All right, some of them, as they are approaching age 25, they're already inheriting their mother's rapper. Wake up in the morning, they are professional at it. The rapper will reach their chest. Flap, flap. All right? After they get married, they will not work on themselves. They abandon themselves, sit down, watching Nollywood. You have married the problem of your life. Are you following what I'm saying? Huh? Rapper. And because you know what I will always talk about. Umbrella. You know, the way this world is going now, there are very few people who understand what is of value. And as a pastor, I must confess to you, sometimes if I look at the kind of ladies that are engaged and the kind of ladies that are single, I'm forced to ask, what are these guys looking for? Apologies, please. You know my heart. You trust me. Amen.
Amen.
And now you are quiet. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Okay. I will leave that one. Let's go to the scriptures. But what I was actually saying is that it amazes me. Ah. One of my boys read that. Said, Pastor, I like that girl. I said, Oga, think where? Think where? Say, Pastor, ah, I like her. She's, I said, sir. The girl ate pizza, ate finger food. The way you take a girl, I just want finger food. You think it's something cheap. until they bring the bill, ate finger food, ate shawarma, did everything. The young man was busy jumping, investing. But he didn't know. A man that marries a woman because of beauty is like a man that buys a house because of the paint. It may collapse and you will have to sleep outside. Are you following what I'm saying? We can measure your value by looking at your investment into your time. Investment. Stop blaming the devil for every misfortune. The ones you bring yourself, the devil is not responsible for them. All right? Let me tell you a very funny story. There was a time I had a little misunderstanding with my mom. And I knew I was going to get away with it. Because I knew a pastor must have told her that it's the devil. Ah, the devil just wants to cause issue between the both of you. So me too, I just said, it's the devil. I said, I know, that's what I've been praying. Many people are becoming irresponsible because their parents are prophets who will always see the devil as the cause of many problems. And their life is not getting better and they keep hanging it on the devil. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right, say it. I will invest well into my time. Say it again. Anyone who holds you for more than 5 minutes and cannot invest anything good into you does not deserve your time. Why should you sit under 30 minutes of message, 40 minutes of sermon, if we cannot invest what you can do for another 1 year in it? Why should you sit there in church? Why are you in church this morning? Because you know something is going to change. It goes beyond the declarations. The real miracles that can take place are the miracles that take place in your mind. Because as a man begins to think, his heart, his life will follow. Are you following me? Let me teach you something. See, nobody, let me say this again. Nobody will value you in real terms if you are not adding something to their life. That's the truth. The problem with most of us is that we have been raised to be sentimental. You have a friend, all right? Each time this fellow talks to you, something dies. Deep doesn't call on to the deep. This fellow is always suggesting things that are not part of your own core values. This fellow is always talking about the opposite sex. He's always talking about how to, one day by magic, something great will just happen. And you will fantasize around it. You talk about those things. And then it's not adding anything to you. Just sit down All right? That's a friend to let go. That's a friend to let go. Don't relate with anyone out of sentiment. Anyone that has your ear has your mind. Anyone that has your mind has your future. That's the truth. We give our ears to people sentimentally. It will amaze you the degree to which we are product of influence. Do you have people around you that wants to make you become more? They are always pursuing something. They are always pursuing something. Always trying to achieve this. All right, doing that, they love God. They are always aiming for something higher. Those are people that should be there. All right, even in ministry, I told you, all right, there are some prayers we don't pray in this church. Father, wherever people are, let them come speedily. If we can't have structure that will bring them speedily, then something is wrong with us. Do we have every part of the service as an experience? Nobody wants to miss experiences. But we think, all right, everything will come. Only, mark my word, I'm not disapproving that reality. All right, but we think everything will come only through fasting and prayer. Amen. If God is going to lift you, he needs something to lift you with. Note that in capital letter. He needs something to lift you with. If he's going to bless you, he needs something to bless you with. All right? Jesus himself was not just given a name that is above all names. All right? Jesus first did something that no one else could do. All right? No one else could do. He first did something. Let me show you what Paul was saying to Timothy about Jesus in 1 Timothy chapter number 2. All right? Very amazing scripture. 1 Timothy chapter number 2. All right, okay, let me read verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. All right, one God. But only one mediator, not two, not five, not ten. So he qualifies to be the only one name. I was watching the video of Bishop David Oyedepo's daughter's wedding yesterday. Nobody needed to preach to me. I screamed in my room. I will never be small in my life. Sometimes the issue is that you are not seeing things that inspires you. Are you following what I'm saying? You are not seeing things that inspires you. Nothing is inspiring you to become great. I looked at the quality of men there. I said, I will not be small. Say that loud and clear.
I will not be small.
Say it again louder.
I will not be small.
I will not be small. Let me give you a counsel. Be careful of what your environment looks like. Your environment can dictate the way you think. I have a very strong principle. It doesn't matter what your bank account statement is saying. Make sure your immediate environment can inspire you to think better. All right? Don't build life around survival. Build around comfort. Don't just survive. People who are trying to survive think about the next meal. Are you following what I'm saying? Let your thinking go beyond that. Don't just survive, thrive. Sometimes the issue is not that you lack money, really. I've noticed it is not really too expensive to stay in a decent neighborhood. Not too expensive, that's the truth. Sometimes we are just not giving our attention to it. You can't save for it. The issue is you stay in a place where the argument between a man and his wife every morning is where is money for soup. Ladies, gone are those days where women are asking for money for soup. Now look at you. Look at how terrible your mind is. You can't say yes. Look at them. You see, what I said shocked them. Who not ask for money for soup? I said gone are those days when women ask for money for soup. Should be you are the one that say what a man can do, a man can do better. Listen, hear me. I'm not saying the men will become irresponsible. Listen. Money for soup will be the least of the matter. How much? What we are going to buy today is I will need at least up to 7,500. How much is 7,500? Let's be honest. But you find yourself in an environment where this man wakes up with his wife, they are ready to strip each other naked because of 2,500 for soup. And you hear that every day. And now you say you are afraid of marriage. Why won't you be afraid of marriage? That's what your environment communicates to you. All right, sometimes you are coming from a place where even the people that give birth to you have not been fantastic examples. Go search for your own example. Take responsibility. Go search for your own example. I say it again. I will never be small in my life. See, you need to know what I'm talking about. I don't just listen. I hear people say, what you have to do, just preach the gospel. Yeah, am I not preaching? Are you following me? All right. I preach for 18 hours just weekends. 18. All right, school of ministry is still on. 18 hours. I'm preaching, sir. So don't tell me that. But I will not do these things and still be small. I will never be small in my life. All right, look at what it looked like the first day you were going to fly by air. You felt like dying. Like, is this thing going to come down? Wait. That's for those who have even done it. My first time of flying. Ah, God. I went on YouTube, browsed, check what first flight experience looks like. This. I was like, oh, God. Oh. Then I saw a small five-year-old girl. Sat down, fixed her belt by herself. I said, guy, arrange yourself. That girl just sat down beside her mom, fixed her belt, sat down, brought out her iPad, was just checking, playing some games on it. When the plane would jack and shake, and I want to do, I look at that girl again. Arrange yourself. All right, it might look like that for us. It is important our children don't go through such. It is very important. All right, that your child will not be the one they are sending home for school fees. Are you following me? Anywhere I am, I will make my presence felt. I will do something. I will not just be in the crowd. I will be a solution to something. I'll be a solution to something. In church, in my place of work, in my organization, I will solve something. I will not be small. I want you to be angry towards mediocrity. It doesn't look pleasant. There's nothing good about it. Huh? I told you, there are food that I've cursed for the rest of my life. I have taken the one I should take now, in past, in future. I drank Gary, I became white. They thought I was using cream. You've not gotten there. Gary can change your skin color. You don't know. It changed my skin color. People now start saying, Pastor, you are getting fresh, but getting lean. That's not a good compliment. I drank Gary and popo. So let's try it. Oh my Lord, yeah. Oh my Lord. If you say everybody who is rich is using jazz, at least if there's a fake, there is the original. Show us the original. Amen. But what I'm trying to say is that it goes beyond the confession. It goes beyond the confession. I want you to pick up this challenge this morning. All right, allow yourself to be exposed. It is part of education. All right, Try see beyond your local assembly. See beyond church. See beyond your state. Many of you have never traveled out of your state before. Primary school there. Secondary school there. University there. Why won't you be wicked? Because you've never been received in another man's land. So you won't know how to receive people. For those of you like that, when you are going for service, they will post you far in the name of Jesus. Listen. I'm not a pastor who is afraid of somebody going far. If you go, somebody else will come. All right? But for the sake of your future, let them post you far. I decree it. No, not Maiduguri. No. Some other places. Amen. For the sake of the generation God has sent you to, refuse to be small. If you are small, they will not recognize you. If they recognize you, they will not believe you. Are you following me? All right. We will not do anything illegal. Say it. I will not do anything illegal. I will do the right things. I will solve problems and make money legitimately. And I will not be small. My children will not beg for bread. In the name of Jesus. Can you just decree that on your feet? Decree it on your feet, loud and clear. Decree it. I'll be a solution to many problems. I will not be small. In the name of Jesus. You have a few minutes. Decree it and declare. Decree it and declare. Nemoko sigra halabakatia. Yende bromokula tabakash. I will not be small in this life. In the name of Jesus. I will not be small. Yekom balakatia. Bromokulatishta. I will not be small. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Hear me. Let me tell you how to know you are going to be a great person. Don't ever doubt the greatness God has planted within you. Don't doubt it. When I see myself, I don't see myself amongst men. Are you fooling me? You know, I was having a live Instagram session yesterday. See, I'm a very real person. And this guy was my roommate while we were serving. He might even be listening to us now. And, you know, he was telling me what has changed between NYC time and now, between Preyo, that's the prayer coordinator, in the family house, and Pastor Femi Lazarus. What has changed? What is the secret of the greatness? When the whole thing went up, I told the people with me, when people are talking about greatness, I don't know what they are talking about. I had to go inside and I was asking one of the pastors with me. I said, is it that something is wrong with me? Everybody around me feels, I'm so excited to finally meet you. Pastor Femi Lazarus, I don't know what you are talking about. I don't know. I try to see it. Is there something that's serious? I know things are not the way they used to be, but what is our definition of greatness? Honestly. So, it doesn't occur to me. I've never had to sit down and start battling with it. I will not be full of myself. Full of what? At least you should have something first. I'm not trying to be humble. I'm not making it up. I was having a live session with another friend and somebody commented from India and said, no wonder, this is how this man thinks. He doesn't know what his messages are doing to us in India. So I said, how does he think? At least I should have gotten somewhere. And I'll start saying, now I don't want to be full of myself. I don't know what people are talking about. I keep seeing the things that should be established already that are not yet established. I bless God for the ones I can see, but I reach further towards a higher price. I'm always hungry for more. I'm always hungry. Bless God for what we are having here. We are having two services. What is the capacity of the hall, sir? Let's be honest. You think I want to just go on Sunday and say, bless God for when we have stadium capacity and we are now having two services? I will now say, okay. Are you following me? If we put the people in the boat services, all right, in a hall with 5,000 capacity, we will hardly fill a row. Tell your neighbor what's there to brag about. Are you following me? All right. Have you started standing before kings? Are you following me? Have you started standing before kings? Have they been flying you up and down private jet from one country to another because they need you to solve a problem? I've not gotten there. I don't know what it feels like. I'm telling you. People look at me and say, "Oh, bless God, this is a great man." I know I'm great, but what you are talking about, I don't know what you are talking about. And I don't have low self-esteem. I don't look down on myself, but I keep seeing something more. Meaning that the statue I'm seeing, I'm not there yet. Many of you have not achieved anything and you're already battling with your head swelling. I sit down in the office. I bless God for the privilege to represent him before his people. But I cry to him all the time. My Father in heaven, I know the promises you gave to me. And I know there is more. I know you are going to do all those things you said you are going to do. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. I will do a new thing, says the Lord. Now it will spring forth. Can you reach out for new things this morning? Just reach out for it. Quickly, reach out. New things. New things. Say it quickly. New things, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Hear me. I want to make a decree. If there's anybody here that the enemy is siphoning your energy by making sure your time is invested in rubbish, this morning God will give you victory. I pray over you. You will not become small. People of God, it is important that having known all these things, you should not end up small. You have suffered too much to allow your children go through the same thing. I pray for you again. You will not be small. I pray for you again. You will not be small. Hear me. Everybody standing here, stretch your hands. You will do better than your parents. Please say it loud and clear. They have dreams that are not yet fulfilled. God will use you as the fulfillment of their dreams. They have desires they've not attained. God will use you to attain those heights. In the name of Jesus, none of you will die young. Nobody under the sound of my voice will die young. You will do all God wants you to do. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.